Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was actually hoping to get Ebola, not a full-blown case. I've been trying to lose the same 10 pounds for the last 20 years. Maybe if I blood for 18 months straight, it might put a dent in my fat gut. But my metabolism is so slow that I could get Zika, AIDS, and Ebola for 10 years. They'd put me on the scale and go, you put on 22 pounds. Have you been cheating on your Ebola diet, Nick? We just x-rayed your stomach. It's filled with blood and fun-sized Snickers.
Nick DiPaolo, that's from Inflammatory, available now on iTunes and Google Play Store. You can find him at nickdip.com for his tour dates. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys, you have good taste.
That was a great...
One of my favorites.
Well, that was our producer did that, and it actually was really funny. It was really funny stuff. I'm sure
probably the only 12 clean seconds you could put on the air.
That's what I was wondering, how we got a little clip there without a bleep from Nick DiPaolo. I didn't know we could get that.
There was one bleep in there? Funny.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, because I'm not a dirty comic per se. I like to curse, but yeah. I don't talk about sex for an hour and you know, filthy stuff. I just happen to talk the way I do off stage, and I like to drop a few F-bombs here and there, and if people can't get over that in a world where, you know, a guy can go into the girl's room and say he's a girl, I mean, come on, wake up.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned about political correctness. I mean, so, have things changed for you on stage post-Trump?
Not. I think that's a bunch of crap, unless you're a big liberal puss. people know. I've been at it long enough, and I think most of the people that come out to see me know it's coming. You know,
yeah.
They want a breath of fresh air,
and you hammer everybody for that matter. So it's no big deal.
I really do. And what's funny is there are people who come out to a comedy club mm-hmm. without doing their research. They don't bother researching who the headliner is. They call the local comedy club, and they, you know, the box office. Is he funny?
Yep.
Of course he's funny.
Well, we have colleagues.
Bring you and your fat girlfriend, and we'll spend $800 on chicken fingers. You know? But some people get upset, and they start to walk out. I'm like, did you do your research, you ass?
Yeah, we have a Colleen who runs the Funny Bone here in Omaha, and you were here years ago, right?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, and this is
hey,
a,
Nick.
Oh, I love Colleen. Yes,
she's right here with us because comedian James Johan.
How are you, Colleen?
I used to be fun, Nick. Yeah,
you got to come. You got to come back, Nick. We haven't seen you here.
Yeah, I would love to, but apparently I offended Colleen. I don't know what
no,
I did.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm kidding.
Not at all.
But she gets that exact same thing. People call the club, and they don't know. They don't call the club. They just show up, right?
Right, and then complain.
Exactly. They think it's homogenous. You know, it's like, well, do you do that with music? You wander into a venue. You went there to see a Zeppelin cover band, and then Men Without Hats comes out. Right. You're upset.
Well, the trouble is, you know, a lot of times you get they think they're the TV character. Like I know Tracy Morgan. You probably had a few walkouts on him.
Well, that's never a problem with me. I've never been on TV long enough.
No, okay. But people know your name. People know
you. No, you're on that little fun poker table with Louis C.K.
Yeah, that's right, Louis.
We know you're. Demented sense of
humor. Yeah, thank God for that poker table, huh?
Yes. That kept you. Well, yeah, also the roast. People know the word Nick, sure. Nick DiPaolo. Come on, I know that you can hammer yourself, but people know who you are. People know who Nick DiPaolo is.
Here and there, you know. here's why. But let me put a hole in that theory.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Like two nights ago, I'm working a place called The Lounge, It's around the corner from the Comedy Cellar. It's the same people who own the Comedy Cellar.
Got it.
And as I'm walking to that, I had like three people come up to me on the sidewalk and go, hey, trying to hand me, you know, passes
flyer
to a comedy club.
Oh.
You know? I go, hey, Dink, I just made my name for the last 20 years at the club 2 feet behind you. And I'm like, you like to go see some stand-up? And sometimes I go, yeah, let me see that. And I look at it, I go, hey, these people suck. And I hand it back to them.
Nick DiPaolo, his new album, Inflammatory, available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Where'd you record this, Nick?
A place called the Suffolk Theater in Riverhead, New York. And Riverhead, New York. If you watch the show Lock Up, you might know it from there. There's a prison. They did a whole week extended stay in Riverhead. And beautiful little ornate theater. And it was packed. It's intimate. It was great. It was, and the people who came out were really my fans. And the only problem is, and this is true, I was experimenting with Zoloft. So I was, like, working way slower than normal. And, I think I wet myself 8 minutes in.
Did it slow you down?
It really did. I'm watching the damn thing. And even though, like, I was watching a couple nights ago, and I'm like, that is not my pace. And I'm like, that's right. I had the Zoloft, and I probably had a couple of Jack and water. And it was funny. But, it didn't ruin it. But I'm usually a little more manic, you know? And
did you slow down to Rocky Laporte's slowness or what? How slow were you? We love Rocky, by the way, but that's his bit.
I said Jack and water, not heroin. Come on.
And we've talked to any number of comedians who they went on antidepressants, but, ditched it shortly thereafter because, they thought they weren't able to keep the hate alive or the pace up, like in your case.
That, you know what? And for me, that's exactly it's exactly right. You get a little dark, at home and often when your friends start or your family starts noticing, it's like, okay, maybe I'll try this. But that's exactly right, and that was my biggest fear.
Yeah, but we played so the clip we played right there, Nick. So that you didn't sound slow there. Did you think that sounded slow for you?
Well, you can't tell from that smaller sample.
Got it.
But overall.
All right,
I may have clipped out a little bit of space too.
Okay. Good.
I might have sped that up to get it a little quicker, maybe.
Yeah, so you're right though.
Is any more Louis coming up or not?
It's funny. It's a great question. You don't know. With Louis, you don't know. He'll dip into other stuff, but he hasn't ruled out, I think, coming back.
Well, is it like all the guys that did Curb had to wait around for Larry David forever? We used to talk to Richard Lewis. He said, I don't know what's happening next. So, you'll wait for the call to be on the poker table, right, Nick?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I did a little more than a poker table.
I know you did.
Get a little credit.
No, I know you did.
I actually slept with Louie in a hot tub. You don't remember that episode?
I remember it. We love the show.
That's right.
Nick DiPaolo. Check him out on Twitter, at Nick DiPaolo. And for all the tour dates, nickdip.com for tour dates. You have a podcast, too? Who doesn't?
I have a podcast. They can hear it on iTunes for free on Monday. If they want to subscribe to it, they go to connectpal.com/Nick. And I have a radio show premiering on Sirius on May 15th.
Oh, you're
channel 103.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool, man.
That's soon.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
5 days? That's a real radio show. And how many hours a day?
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. Our contract's up at the end of the year, so put in the good
work.
But
I'm by myself, so there's that's a lot of
you can fill. You can fill 2 hours.
Yeah, so stay off the Zoloft, yeah. Nick, so you can chat.
Or stay on, you can fill more time. All right.
Inflammatory.
Inflammatory's new album on iTunes and Google Play Store. Good talking to you, Nick. Nick DiPaolo. Thanks, bud.
Hey guys, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You said it's been since the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being there, right?
Yeah, I can't remember if he's been at the new club since we've been out here.
But... Well, the club right now is James Johann. He's with us this morning, funnybonomaha.com.
We love our Jimmy Fred.
Yes.
And he busted Craig's cherry last night.
Oh.
Yeah. No, don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, that cherry's been going for years.
No.
I mean, Craig has never seen him alive.
Craig busted his James Johann cherry.
Correct.
If you want to call it that way.
Correct.
Well, I think there was a reciprocal thing afterwards.
Yeah, who is that more embarrassing for, Craig or James?
Well, James has been coming here 20 years. Craig James. Never seen him live.
I didn't even know he was there.
I know. You hear him laughing? You always hear Craig laughing.
Yes. Ah, Craig and one drunk lady stood out.
Oh, you can hear both of them?
Yeah, there was a barking.
A barking lady? Was she just fun, though? Fun drunk?
Last night she was.
Okay.
There are other nights she's not. She comes often.
Oh, she comes often?
Oh, And some nights she may be annoying.
That is correct.
You're kicked out of a cancer benefit. That would suck, wouldn't it?
Really? Oh, Lord.
That's a tough night out.
Yeah. I got kicked out of a cancer benefit.
You would wear that as a badge of honor, though. Yeah, I got kicked out of a cancer benefit.
I love those kind of laughers, though. You get somebody with a snort, or you get somebody with a cackle.
If that's what they're just doing, right, and they're not laughing at your punchlines and things like that, I get it. They probably are great to have that.
Well, sometimes.
It helps the crowd laugh.
Well, that's the thing. People get other people laughing because they're laughing so hard.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Craig's that kind of laugh. When people hear Craig laugh, they laugh.
No, he has
I wouldn't have had a good set at all last night if you hadn't been there.
It's an infectious
laugh.
Thank you
for coming.
You're thankful for that.
It's not like a seal.
No.
A honking seal. Those are the laughs you can make fun of, but they get annoying after a while.
Join the program, Craig.
I thought I was.
No, you weren't. You weren't even barely listening.
No, you're rather disconnected there for a few minutes.
Just getting ready.
I kept
for
hearing my name. I thought it was part of it.
He's experimenting with Zoloft.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Got on those antidepressants?
No.
It's funny. I'll take every other drug in the pharmacy, but I stay away from the antidepressants.
What you took? You take Ativan.
They haven't asked me.
That's anti-anxiety.
Okay.
Completely different. Completely different.
Semantics.
That's not going to take the edge off.
No, the benzos are not antidepressants in any way, shape, or form. And they act immediately. Like that Zoloft, they always tell you, it'll take a couple of weeks for it to kick in.
Yeah.
Well, how do I know it's working?
I want
you just because you're happy.
You're less depressed.
You're happy and, you're less depressed. You just don't know it.
Yeah, I'm mellow enough the way it is, and I do still.
Oh, yeah, I don't want you on that.
I got to keep the hate alive.
Right.
I want to try that Lunesta where the neon butterfly lands on your face at night. That looks amazing. And then you go to sleep.
I think that's legal in Nevada.
Do you want to do that while you're high?
I don't care.
Wouldn't that butterfly freak you out, though?
Maybe.
I'm about to go to sleep.
Lunesta does look good, but we have to wake up. That's a problem.
I haven't heard any horror stories about Lunesta.
Like Ambien?
It's the Ambien.
Well, if you snort it, you get some weird effects.
Right.
Like the neon butterfly lands on your face and you fall asleep. That would be great. Here it comes.
They should sell it on TV.
They do sell it that way.
It's a giant.
Right. If you snort Lunesta, it'll act quicker.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Gets into your system a little quicker that way.
I don't know if that's... Dr. Mean is listening now.
People have done that, I am sure.
Right.
Yep, that was a face palm.
Yeah, it was. Do not snort Lunesta.
That was a face palm for Dr. Mina.
Well, that's how the heroin epidemic started. People started crushing up the oxy.
Snorting oxy, right?
Yeah, because then there was no time release. It would act immediately. And then the oxy got too expensive, so they decided to go to heroin.
Right.
But marijuana is the problem.
Well, you start mainlining Lunesta. That's the problem. Then you will see that butterfly on your face.
Oh, yeah. If you're tying up, shooting Lunesta into your veins.
There'll be a big butterfly coming at you.
That's
through the walls.
Can you smoke
with the worms.
Or if you're taking it rectally.
Ooh.
Not take Lunesta
rectally. Well, Lunestally or anything. Okay.
I really want a nap right now.
Oh, no. There's some things you
butterfly
should.
Lands on your ass then.
You should take rectally.
See, Craig, look what happens when you don't talk. We just go to there. We just go there.
Well, he said certain things should be taken rectally.
Yes,
who knew?
Did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Shy to me.
That's important to know. Was on this date in 1970.
Gonna get this?
Yeah, horrible date. We're reminded of it from time to time, thanks to music that we hear.
Oh, is this Kent State?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hmm. 10 soldiers, Nick's coming.
Ohio.
Did they ever mention the date in that song?
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, 4 students killed, 9 wounded by the Ohio National Guard troops.
Yeah. That happened then. That could happen now. Especially with the current, I'm not going to go there.
Well,
go ahead.
They'll
just listen.
Right.
Those hippies would have listened.
If they'd just stay home and study, they wouldn't have got shot.
Brutal.
House will vote today to repeal and replace Obamacare, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, of course we are.
Is that going to happen?
Well, the House can do it, but the Senate probably won't.
The Senate's not going to, because the Senate is not gerrymandered districts, and they have to actually answer to their constituents, and a lot of poor people and elderly will lose their health care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
poor people, middle-class people. Excuse me,
I'm reading it wrong, but the way I'm...
They're bragging about the House passing it.
But, interpreting it, it has a better chance than last time.
Yes, it does.
Of passing.
Yes, it does, because some of the moderates jumped on saying, pre-existing is going to be covered. Apparently it's not. That pool would not work. You know, let Dr. Mina talk about that in a couple of days. She'll probably call back.
None of this changes for comics, though.
No.
My health care plan's been the same.
Exactly.
Box of Band-Aids, a bottle of aspirin.
There you go. And Lunesta.
And Lunesta,
and
if
Lunesta,
I can afford
it. You can afford Lunesta.
Butterflies.
Butterflies. Band-Aids, butterflies, and aspirin, huh?
That's all right. I need.
And hope.
And hope.
Oh, that's gone.
Well, no, just hope that you don't get injured.
Yeah.
Not
oh, that's
hope I don't
that's
fall
right.
off the stage.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently, Golf Digest revisiting an earlier scandal involving Donald Trump and the Civil War.
What?
There's an inscription on a historical marker on the course of Trump National Golf Club, according to the New York Times, that says many great American soldiers, both of the North and South, died at this spot. The casualties were so great that the water would turn red and thus became known as the River of Blood.
Which Trump National? There's like 100 of them.
I can't answer that.
Well, we know.
And apparently at this particular site, there was the battle never happened.
And so, which is fine.
So he lied?
No.
Not somebody, him.
No, the marker was put
it's
up.
It's just a bad historical marker that happens to be on his golf course.
But there is a funny line that he says, which is just stupid. What'd you say?
Well... When Trump was informed by the New York Times that three separate local historians had said that no battle had ever happened there, Trump replied, "How would they know that? Were they there?"
He should go to Gettysburg and tell them that. How will they know what happened here?
He really needs to go to a just a remedial
history course,
night class, something.
Right? It doesn't have to be even history of the world.
All he had to do was say
history of America.
It's not his fault. The marker's there. Say, oh, I'm sorry. Well, we didn't know that. Well, we'll correct that. That's not cool.
Right?
But he has to. That's just typical him. He has to go there. Somebody else was wrong. No, how about it was a bad marker. I didn't know that. We should probably look into that and get rid of that. All you got to do.
Right.
And just be
I made a mistake.
And be a normal person. Okay, it was probably just a mistake.
We made a mistake.
How do we find out where the River of Blood was and move the marker there and just be all positive about it?
Something.
Because it's not that big a deal, but you make it a big deal when you say, how do you know they weren't there?
Fake news.
I love that. It was.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Fake experts.
Yeah. How do they know they weren't there? Of course they weren't. It was the Civil War. Do you think it was in 1965 instead of 1865?
No.
He's not that dumb.
No. He knew that they weren't there, which is why he could safely say, how do they know? Were they there?
Yeah.
Because he knew that they weren't there.
It's just a stupid story that could have been avoided because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airline passengers paid about $1 million more dollars a day in baggage fees last year.
Wow.
According to figures released by the Department of Transportation.
Remember, the baggage fees came on because the airlines were losing money like they were going to pull it back.
And fuel. Fuel costs.
Yeah, it was fuel costs. I'm sorry. Right. Fuel costs were up. We're going to charge for baggage 10 years ago. But that'll come back. Never.
Right.
And baggage fees Southwest collected. Still bags fly free, right? But it's still, I'm sure they raised their prices. It's just hidden in there somewhere, you know.
Oh, yeah, their airfares have gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then their check-in fees keep going
up.
That's right.
You know,
that's
that automatic check-in they have, it used to be $5, then it's $10. Now I think it's $12.50.
No, it's $15.
Right.
$15 per leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
For each one of your legs? Or for
I was thinking.
Yeah.
If you're a one-legged guy, you get a deal then. That's cool.
It's an interesting billing structure, but whatever.
Total passenger fares dipped by a bit more than 1%.
Once again.
Revenue declined, even though the number of passenger miles flown grew by 3%.
Let me, reminds me of an email we got earlier when we were talking about airlines from our pilot buddy who flies for United. And the answer was, walk, bitches.
Exactly.
He's got that right.
Right. He didn't
I took an Uber for my first time. I was in Florida. I got the app.
Yep.
And then about a week later, I get an email says, does your car qualify to be an Uber?
They want you to be an Uber driver.
Well, does my car qualify? I'm like, do you want to ride or not? You know, get in. Don't touch the radio. You know.
There are standards.
Apparently.
Four doors.
There actually are standards.
Four doors.
And newer than like 05 or it's got to be like 10 years or newer, I think.
And they want you to have at least, you know, but you can't sit with a bunch of rappers. They want it clean. Now, granted, that could happen people report it wasn't clean. But yeah, four doors. I remember talking to one Uber guy once. So what are the rules? Because it was an older car, but not like a beater.
Nick Allen was an Uber driver for a night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had to clean up his van. Night.
But right. Yeah, he had to go through the whole process.
He did it for one night. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
With a family van. Yeah, all I know is four doors and, you know, and a seatbelt. I'm sure you have that seatbelt.
So. I like that they have to point out you have to have all your doors.
I know. That's well, though, they want four because they don't want you guy leaving his seat up.
Well, I thought you just meant maybe you were missing a door.
No, no. You are from Southern Missouri.
Yeah, I am. I was going to be like, really?
You might have to have AC.
Yeah, it varies from city to city. Like Atlanta, it's got to be an 05 or newer. Hmm. Denver, 01 or newer.
It's got to be AC, I bet, right?
My car wouldn't have qualified.
No AC and only three doors?
Yep.
All right. James Johann, funnybonomaha.com for tickets all through the weekend, along with your feature act, is apparently really funny,
Lang
too.
Lang Parker.
Lang might come up tomorrow.
No Crown Victorious. They don't want you to think you're getting in a cop car.
It says that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The use of Crown Victoria is prohibited.
That's hilarious.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.